California Superior Court judge yesterday threw out a 13-year-old lawsuit against the Walt Disney Company over Winnie the Pooh merchandise royalties. That decision has infuriated the critters of the Hundred Acre Wood.
We must get to the bottom of this.
Hey, who's the guilty party around here?
Who broke the promise, Mama?
Speak up!
Why,
whoever
I don't know, dear.
Order! Order! Order!
The lawsuit against Disney was filed by Patricia Schlesinger. She is the only daughter of literary agent Stephen Schlesinger, who obtained the merchandising rights to Winnie the Pooh in 1930 from the book's author, A.A. Milne. The lawsuit charged Disney failed to pay millions of dollars for royalties on the sale of Winnie the Pooh videos, computer merchandise, and DVDs. Disney says those products were not covered by a 1983 agreement. The case was dismissed because a private investigator hired by Steve Schlesinger, Inc., testified he dug documents out of Disney's trash without permission. But SSI says Disney knew for years about that practice and never objected. Or, as Pooh Bear tries to explain,
"Oh my, someone broke their promise.
More precisely, the judge ruled those documents were unlawfully obtained, and the case was so tainted by the Schlesinger's conduct that it should not go to trial. Pooh's pal Piglet, as usual, fretted.
"I do hope Rabbit doesn't find out. Oh, dear. Oh, dear."
Live-action attorney Brett Fawcett says the Pooh Party plans an appeal. He says Disney isn't playing fair, and they'll prove it.
Essentially, this is an accounting dispute because my clients, Stephen Schlesinger Incorporated, contend that Walt Disney has underpaid it on royalties over a period of years.
Fawcett says depending on the accounting, Disney owes anywhere from hundreds of millions to as much as $1 billion. Tigger's accounting, however, was never entered into the record.
"Oh, yeah? Well, I got an even quadrillion in one. I wonder how many that is."
Schlesinger family spokesman Lonnie Sori says they're planning an appeal, and it's no more Mr. Nice Bear. It's time to let Winnie the Pooh explore his wilder side.
"We want to take the Pooh royalty back, which Disney still has and is still using, but we want it back, and we're going to fight to get that royalty back."
It's a battle that's got the Hundred Acre Wood residents all hunkered down, and by Tigger's calculations, they'll be fighting a long while. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Paul Edwards.